Sanhedrin, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Tzadi Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Tesamad Aleph, on the fourth wide line, Shaul Rav Masya. Shaul Rav Masya ben Charesh, es Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, v'yeshiva, amaloi, she me'ata arbo chaluki kapora, shahayu bishmol deyush. Rabbi Masya ben Charesh asked Rabbi Loza ben Azariah in yeshiva, did you hear the four distinctions of atonement that Rishmo used to expound? Amalai, Shloisha Hein, Chutz Min HaTshuva. Rav Nazari answered, there are three, not including Tshuva. Chasavechad Oime, Shuva Vonim Shevivim, Erpami Shuva Yiseichem, Chasavechad Oime, Kiviyema Veichape Aleichem, Nataya Eschem Vagoime, Chasavechad Oime, Vokatzi Veshevet Pisham, Venegoim Avoinom, Chasavechad Oime, Mishrupa Avoinazer Lachem Ad Tumusun Vagoime. One Pasuk says, return, you wayward children, I will heal from your repentance. And another pasuk says, because on that day he shall atone for you to purify you. And a third pasuk says, in Tehillim, I shall punish their transgression with a rod and their iniquity with stripes. And the fourth pasuk, which is in Yeshaya, where it says that this iniquity shall not be atoned for you until you die. Kesad, ha'ivel al mitzvah ase, v'shav miyad, ein ezaz mimakayma, atjim cholay, kodesh baruchu, v'alavu oime, shuvavonim shavivim, erpem shavisichem. How do we resolve these? If a person transgressed a positive mitzvah and he repented, he does not move from there until Hashem pardoned him, means he becomes pardoned immediately. As it says, return, away with children, and I will heal you through your repentance. Ha'ivel al mitzvah If one transgressed a negative mitzvah and repented, then tshuva suspends punishment and Yom Kippur comes and atones, and it says about him that on this day I shall atone for you. However, our priests and mitzvahs based in b'meizid, tshuva v'Yom Kippurim mechapim mechse, v'yisurim mechapim mechse, v'alavu oime v'kati v'shevet v'sham v'geime. If one transgressed Krisus and Mises based in intentionally, Tshuva and Yom Kippur atone for half, and affliction is atoned for half, as it says, I will visit him with the stick for his sin. Avam Mishin is chalav boi shem shamayim, ein koyach b'tshuva l'loif l'yom kippurim nechaper v'l'yisurim marek, ela tshuva v'yom kippurim nechaperim shlish v'yisurim shlish v'misim marekes shlish v'l'avu oimeh v'michupa oven azel lochem atumusun. However, if Chilat Shem Shamayim came through a person that Hashem's name was profaned, Tshuva does not have the power to suspend, and Yom Kippur cannot atone, and afflictions cannot cleanse. Rather, Tshuva and Yom Kippur atone a third, afflictions atone a third, and death finishes the remaining third, as it says, that this iniquity should not be atoned for you until you die. Now we learn that death finishes the atonement.